Good Friday means the Good Friday appeal at the Royal Children's Hospital will be in full swing today. We've got Rebecca Cowan, Executive Director of the Good Friday Appeal, on the line. Good morning, Rebecca.
Oh, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Mark. How are we?
Great. 3AW and all our listeners love getting behind the Good Friday Appeal. What are we aiming for? Are we going to break that record of 23 million?
Oh, look, everyone always asks us, are we going to break a record? We will try to raise as much as we can today, and we've seen it year after year. Everyone is incredibly generous. It's quite amazing to see just how the community comes together and they unite and they want to raise as much as we can for the kids. We also know it's been really tough. We know it's you know, really challenging for a lot of people. So every dollar counts. If you've got some spare coins or dollars there, please throw them into a tin or donate online. We welcome all the donations.
When you're planning for the Good Friday Appeal, is there something you have in mind, or do you wait for the money to come in and then distribute it from there?
No, we work closely with the Royal Children's Hospital throughout the year, and they identify projects and programs and equipment and funding that they need. So we get an amazing list and we go through that with them, and we look at where's the greatest need, what they need right now, and that's what we fund. And so after today, we'll start working with them on getting the money out to the various areas of the hospital, getting that equipment happening, the training. And we also announced about 5 weeks ago that in conversations with the RCH, in partnership with them, we're going to be funding regional health services this year for the first time in our 93-year history. So that's 6 regional health services across the state that will benefit from equipment and training and scholarships. So it's a really, really great outcome. And when we announced that, they were just thrilled to hear that funding would be going locally. Really, it's about keeping kids closer to home and building that capability in the region.
Now, Beck, we know that Royal Children's Hospital, it's one of the best. It's an elite hospital. I mean, it's state of the art, but you always need to upgrade things. And this is one of the great things we know that you do with this money every single year, is upgrade the hospital. What sort of equipment are you hoping to buy with the raised funds?
There's a few different pieces of equipment that we're looking at. One of the equipment pieces that 3AW actually, with their recent fundraiser, is helping to fund is equipment where there's about 20,000 drips and injections that they take every year, and there's a piece of equipment that will support that. It impacts 20,000 kids. There's RecCam that we're going to be funding in one of the regional hospitals across La Trobe. So lots of different pieces of equipment. As you said, new innovations, new technology comes in, so it's really important that the hospital stays at the forefront. And it is one of the top 5 children's hospitals in the world, and we want to ensure that it continues to stay that way.
And Rebecca, how can our listeners donate?
If they can, we would love them to. They can get online, goodfridayappeal.com.au, donate there. You can buy a $10 raffle ticket. They're still $10. We've got $315,000 worth of prizes. Or call into the phone room. We've got on Channel 7 today, the phone room will be happening as part of the telethon. And our volunteers, we've got about 250 people on the phones. So they love to take your calls and take your donations. Plus, if you are travelling around or across the state today, I'm pretty sure you would run into a volunteer shaking a tin. We've got the tin shakers back across the state at intersections. So if you have a few coins in your car, throw them in the tin as well.
Thanks, Rebecca. We really appreciate it. Rebecca Cowan, Executive Director of the Good Friday Appeal. Everyone out there, keep up the fantastic work.